parents, should you give to or do for your son or daughter everything they ask? Well, that may sound far-fetched at first, but let's throw in a little parental guilt, child persuasiveness, and life too busy to think things through. And it's easier to fall into than you might think. It's just this one time. What good is my stuff if my children don't like me? It's going to be theirs anyway. It's easier than listening to them whine. I want my children to be happy. Sound familiar? Feel familiar? Well, let's take adolescent Will, for example. He was struggling with school and life. His mother did everything she could to keep him from failing. Well, Will stubbornly resented her efforts. And one day, the school counselor called her in, and he said, "You need to let Will fail." The mother was shocked. She said, "I can't do that. It's not in my DNA as a mom to do that." The counselor said, "If you don't let him fail, he will not succeed." Well, because her ways were not working, she decided to help Will only when he asked. In fact, Will failed more than one class that semester and suffered the natural consequences. 10 years later, Will is in a master's program and doing well. Isn't the mother in my story a lot like the father in today's gospel passage? That's how God loves each of us. The father lets the son go. Was this the son's request? One of an ambitious, impatient young man, anxious about his future, who did not want to live any longer under his father's guidance? He wanted what was his, and he was going to go somewhere and enjoy it without being under his father's or brother's prying eyes. And for that, he needed a far country, and away he went. Was he running to something, or was he running away from something? Perhaps the father knew the son would probably fail and suffer the consequences. As a loving parent, the father took no delight in his son's pain or failure. And although the father desperately wanted the son to come home, he did not pursue him. AA would say that the father let the son hit bottom. However, the minute he saw that son from afar heading down the road toward home, he ran out to meet him. What a sight it must have been. There was no, "I told you so." The son had suffered and decided on his own to return. The son expected to be accepted simply as a hired hand. The father's running is not rescue, but merely a demonstration of the father's joy at the son's repentance. The father's interruption of his son's contrition demonstrates that it's not the son's eloquence, emotion, or manipulation that wooed the father, but repentance itself that released the father's forgiveness. The father's forgiveness is total. The restoration is complete. In fact, instead of sneaking him in the back door, he orders a banquet. God does this for us. While the older brother has his own struggles, he emerges as one who does good and helpful things, yet seems to do so with resentment. At whom is he angrier? The younger brother or the father? How could this squandering son be more important to him than I am? Well, the parable ends without us really knowing the outcome of their relationships. We can only hope that over time they were healed and reconciled. I believe the love of the Father would have enabled that to happen. All of us have been one or the other of these two brothers, or even the father. So with whom do you identify most in the story, and why? We've known the pain of estrangement, the feeling of unworthiness, anger, resentment, and the desire to come home. In this week's Word on Fire Lenten digital mission, Bishop Barron addresses the deadly sin of anger and forgiveness. You'll receive your email at 3:00 this afternoon. The priest in the confessional is there to welcome us home and invite us back to the banquet. Confessors sin also. We don't have to be perfect to come home. We only have to be sorry for our sins and desire to love God and one another more. The church, after all, is not a hotel for saints, but a hospital for sinners. And we are all sinners who want to be more holy. If you've been away, Lent is a good time to come home. For the next two Wednesdays in all the churches of the Archdiocese, a priest will be in the confessional from 5 to 6:30 p.m. offering the sacrament of reconciliation. We witness a similar lesson in the Old Testament reading from the book of Joshua today. When the Israelites arrived in the Promised Land, God stopped the manna immediately after the Passover. You see, he loved them too much to keep them dependent on a free lunch. Instead, he provided them with the ability and the land to grow their own food, to harvest their own crops, and to tend their own herds. It was harder work than just gathering the manna at the door of the tent each morning, to be sure. However, God knew, as every parent knows, that the goal of love is to see the beloved child become mature, self-sufficient, and responsible. That is why mothers wean babies off breast milk, and why parents stop paying adult children's expenses. It is why government programs to help the poor work best when they are a hand up instead of a hand out, which keeps a person locked in dependency. The same love that provides the manna in the first place must also love enough to know when to take the manna away. So when was something taken away from you that taught you to grow up in the faith? Letting go is not abandoning. It's realizing we cannot do for others what they need to do for themselves. Will's mother could tell you all the ways that don't work. And after she left him free to fail, he began to succeed. It takes time for sons and daughters to appreciate the counsel and values of their parents. God wants all to be at his table. And once we know the joy of reconciliation with God through Christ, we are charged with the responsibility of being his ambassadors. God wants us to go out and to tell others that Christ has removed all barriers between us and the loving Father who eagerly awaits our homecoming. So what, if anything, in your life separates you from God or someone else? Lent is a good time to be reconciled and know the freedom of coming home.